Let us rise for a time of prayer. We bow our heads. Lord God, Heavenly Father, before we ask that you would bless and keep us this evening, we pray that you would bless and keep the world that we live in. For all nations and for all people, for all places in which there is strife and discord, Lord, we pray for your presence to be in those situations and to bring your very presence to those who are struggling and in need of help. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also pray for Christians around the world, especially those Christians where peace is something that is hard and difficult to grasp. Lord, we pray that where there are plans to persecute Christians for their faith, we pray that you'd block those plans and that you'd keep our brothers and sisters in Christ safe tonight, but also in 2018. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, now we do pray that you would bless and keep us here in our wonderful community in Philomath, in Corvallis, and especially with our peace family here, for those that are sick and especially those in our heart at this moment. And Lord, we thank you finally for the peace that you offer. It is so different than what the world has to offer. Lord, as we face 2018, help us to see that it's not about life circumstances, but it's about our identity in you, that you have given us your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that nothing can take that away, that our identity is firm in you, both now and forever. We thank you, Lord, for your consistency and constancy with us. We pray all these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.